Blog Talk Radio. Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-hostess,
Jessica.
Jessica, hostess. I love hostess
Twinkies. Hostess cupcakes.
Yes, aren't they the best? I don't know why I said that.
Because, you know, we asked someone to make chocolate chip cookies tonight, and I still haven't seen one.
I haven't seen one either, and I expected them to miraculously show
they
up
should
in
just
here.
Go, ta-da!
Ta-da, cookie. But it doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah? Only unless you're watching Charmed. On Charmed, they can make them show up.
Well, that's
up.
True.
We need charm. We need something to go boom, chocolate chip cookies, yay.
And of course, you and I think about the food.
You know, that's the truth. We won't go on. We do. We spend our weekends thinking about food, don't we?
And that's really a shame.
Sadly, we've eaten our way across most of Florida.
And we have.
Yeah, we really have. It's a good time.
But you know what? You know, they always say eating is a problem. It's a psychological.
Yes.
And it's not. Okay, it's not. I enjoy it. It's a recreational activity.
Okay, that I get, and I understand that. But I will say this. Eating for people who, for some people, it is a replacement for either something that happened to them as childhood. It fills an emotional maybe crevice
but
just in their
just
life.
Can't you just enjoy it because it tastes good and
absolutely.
It's fun?
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, there are sometimes people will say, you know, yes, eating is because you were only had one parent as a child, or it's because you have emotional needs that aren't being met, or you're just not happy, or you suffer from depression. Or how about maybe you just like food?
And all these super skinny actresses have problems.
Yeah, well, they do.
See?
You're right. So maybe it's not emotional. I mean, let's face it. Food is good stuff.
It is
good stuff. And, you know, so on that note, we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. We have our chat room. It is open. As usual, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty here when we first logged on, and our chat room got closed, and I don't know why. We actually lost the studio for just a second, but it looks like our folks are still in there. Yay. Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in there. And that's good. So, hi, Susie Q. Thanks
for
being in there.
Oh, you have a chocolate chip cookie?
Oh, my goodness. See, Susie has chocolate. Yeah,
Susie. You need to send one our way.
If you're the chat room mom, you must have treats and sweets.
That's right.
Right? And that's what she says she has, treats and sweets. So if you got a question, go ahead and type it into the chat room. If you don't have a question, you could still type in the chat room. Let us know you're there because we like to hear from all our listeners. As you know, we're going to be doing mini angel readings tonight. So if you have a question or you want some advice or you want to give us some advice, go ahead and give us a call. Our telephone number here at the studio is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And give us a call. We're going to be taking calls all night. And we're going to be doing our wonderful VAT-O email.
Now it's becoming, what's bigger than a VAT?
I don't know. What is bigger than a VAT? That's a good question.
That sounds like a riddle.
What is bigger than a VAT? If you answer, the first three people to answer correctly will win a Kia.
A brand new car.
Yeah, what's going to happen is we're going to put you in our email reading. So every Wednesday night we have a free 30-minute email reading that's done after the show on another day. And if your email is drawn, we don't mention your real name. We'll mention your first name and the town you're from so you know it's you. And then we'll contact you the next day. So if you want to get entered into that, go to my website,
www.drjenny.com.
That's right, drjinny.com. And fill out the contact me page, and in there say enter me in the free drawing, and we will do that. So that's very good. And the other thing that I want to talk about is Facebook. Has anybody been frustrated to heck on Facebook and the changes?
I know, it's weird because you're used to the way it's formatted, and then suddenly it completely changes, and
yes.
It's like, where did all my stuff go?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I am not a Facebook. What's the word?
Well, you're not a Facebook stalker. You don't live on Facebook.
No,
I am
on Facebook every once in a blue moon just
right.
to see what people are doing.
I go on in phases, but for me, I have a lot of I have a lot of clients who contact me via Facebook, and so you know I always have to check the messages, and it was great because before they were forwarded to my email.
Yeah. Do they stop?
Now they're not, and so now it's like one extra step. Okay, I checked my email. Oh, but I forgot to check
right.
my Facebook, so I got to go to my Facebook and check. So that's
well,
kind
then
of
they
a problem.
Have this little thing going around. Oh, Facebook is going to start to charge you, which is ridiculous.
Well, it's not. I think it's a joke. I mean, I
well,
think
it is,
fun.
And people are believing it, and they're reposting it on theirs, and it's like, okay, people, get a grip. Why would they charge you for Facebook?
Right, exactly.
Because everybody, if they started doing it, you'd go back to MySpace.
It makes no sense, does it?
No.
Absolutely not. I know. It makes me crazy, and I know this is what I'm going to do. If they start charging me for Facebook, I'm gone.
And then you go to MySpace.
Well, you know what? Can't we just stick to email? Why do we got to keep improving everything?
I don't know, because I never update my Facebook pictures ever. So people must think, wow. She never changes from year to year.
She never ages. I need to update my Facebook page picture because that's like 6 years old. I got to get a new one on there. Yes, I do. But we'll get to that.
But you still look pretty much the same.
Well, a few more pounds, but definitely probably a little bit. Yeah, a little different. I don't know. My hair is different. It's a longer
now.
Now
you're old.
Okay, thanks. Hostess with the Moses. I'm old. I'm not old. I'm like fine wine, as they say. But something really good came of Facebook. I've had a friend that I knew in high school that I haven't talked to since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me why. And, you know, with me especially, she had just been on my mind for a long time. And so I did what apparently hundreds of thousands of people do. I got on Facebook and I typed in her name.
Mm-hmm.
And
you found her?
I found her. And I friend requested her and told her who I was, and she remembered me, and so she actually called me this morning. And I was back to back with hypnosis clients all day. I never got a chance to call her back, but I will be calling her back tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be able to do lots of catching up.
How neat.
And she's living in one of my most favorite places in the whole wide world,
which is
Vermont.
Ooh.
Which is really cool. We have a place in Maine, so that's kind of close. So now
yeah.
when I go to Maine, it's like I think four and a half hours to where she lives, so I can visit her, so that'll be really cool.
That's neat.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, she's an awesome person. I mean, I knew her in high school. I met her in middle school. She had moved from, I thought it was the Bronx, but it was Brooklyn. And I remember meeting her on her first day at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was always the person, oh, it's your first day. Hi, my name's Zoe.
Well, that's nice because, you know, you can start school and you walk in and everybody's like, oh, the new person.
See, I never wanted to be the new person. I knew it would be uncomfortable, so I always wanted to be nice to the new people to make
that's
it easier for them.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Because I started a new middle school, and I moved from New Jersey to a very, 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 very small town in Illinois, and that was hard.
Yeah, I went to a new school once. And I guess it must have been before, I don't want to say her name out loud. I almost said it out loud. That would be terrible. She probably wouldn't appreciate that. I had met her. So I was new to that town myself, like a year into it, and I had met her. But when I got to that town, I had a really horrible experience. I don't know if I should tell this on the, okay. I'm going
to
tell
you.
Now
I
have to.
Door.
And I'm almost sorry. I'm, you know, y'all are going to think of me so differently now that I'm going to tell you this experience. Because I went to this school, and I came out of a school that was in New Jersey. It was a pretty tough school, and you had to really stand up for yourself or you
mm-hmm.
would be dead. And the reason why we moved was because we were sitting at the lunch table,
uh-huh.
and some girl said, oh, my gosh, feel this. And I put my hand over, and she smashed my hand into the food. So I said, oh, that's really funny. Feel this. And I threw my soup in her face. Okay. Now that was the wrong thing to do because she was from that crowd that would
Uh-oh.
Kill you and not think twice about it. And so one of my friends was having trouble with her already. And then the next day she came to school. Well, she didn't come to school. She was in the hospital. They had beaten her up Yeah, and so I got really nervous and I got really scared. And this was in East Brunswick, New
mm-hmm.
Jersey, and it was a rough area. The school I was all I'm going to say it was not good. And so, and she was the niece of a famous football player who I also will not mention because maybe she's still rough and tough, and I don't want to get beat up. But anyway, this group of girls, they surrounded me, and they were like, you did this, and you threw soup in her face, and you'll kiss her shoes. And I was a little feisty, so I spit on her shoes. Yeah. And one of them grabbed me, and I thought, oh, this is it. I'm dead.
Oh, no.
And next thing I know, my brother's girlfriend comes in.
Uh-huh.
And she had a whole group of girls with her, and she pushed them all aside. And she was, unfortunately, a little rough herself on the edges.
I can
imagine. And she got this girl in the corner and said, if you touch her again, you will not live to see tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So the girl came over and apologized to me. And my parents decided it was time to move to a friendlier, nicer, Mayberry RSD kind of place. And we did, and then I moved into the new school. I'm making myself sound horrible. I don't even know why I'm telling this story.
Dang, I picture you with this leather jacket, slick back hair, a greaser.
My brother was, though.
I know.
I was just nice. I didn't like to be pushed around. Mm-hmm. And so I started this new school, which was a great school. It was such a great school. And I went to put my lunch down. I didn't know anybody. And you put your lunch. I apparently have trouble in lunchroom. God forbid you interrupt a feeding, folks. Okay. So I put my lunch tray down and I went to get a straw from my milk container.
Uh-huh.
And then as I went to sit down, I realized someone had moved my tray and taken my seat. And she was just about to sit down. It was kind of like someone was sitting in my
shoes?
Bed. No, I pulled the chair out.
Did you really? It's no wonder
say.
People wanted to beat you up.
I mean, what a rotten little kid.
Yeah.
And I pulled the chair out, and so she fell on the ground. Unfortunately, or fortunately, this was a much safer place.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they sent you to the principal's office, probably.
No. They just said, I can't believe, a bunch of girls came up to me and said, you cannot do that with this girl. She's like the most dangerous girl in the world. And I was like, really? I'm thinking, oh, here we go again, me in lunchrooms. It's not good. So she kept following. I'd go down a hall and I'd see her, and I'd go down the other hall, and I tried to avoid her for like 3 days. And finally I thought, well, I am not going to get beat up. So I walked up to her and said, look, you know, I'm new here. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And she said, you know, you apologize to me, and I appreciate that, and it was all fine. Now jump ahead 10 years.
Uh-huh.
This is so horrible. I became a good friend with one of her best friends, and I never had a problem with the greatest school, greatest community, Roxbury. It was so fantastic, New Jersey. Okay. I get a call from her other best friend. She said, did you hear what happened to Jody? I'm like, no. And she said, apparently Jody was in... had broken up with her boyfriend, and they were broken up, and she was dating somebody new, and she was in her apartment, and all of a sudden the doorbell rang, and she looked outside, and it was her old boyfriend. So she told her new boyfriend, just get in the closet. The music was blasting.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'll just get rid of him. Well, he went and sat in the closet, and the music was blasting. She opened the door, let the new boyfriend in. He apparently stabbed her like 40 times.
Oh, my God.
And left. And yeah.
Wow.
That was like really horrible. And I thought, and then I felt even worse for pulling the chair out from under her, because she really had it bad. Let's face it, that was really awful. I mean, just awful.
That is horrible.
Isn't that horrible? And I was like, wow, you know, you just never know where things are going to lead in life. But it was good. See, I apologized to her. I was wrong.
You made amends.
And I made
good.
Amends, and I became a much kinder, nice. In that school, you didn't have to be tough to survive.
Really?
So.
Who were you anyway?
I know, but you don't understand. Where I grew up, you had to be a little.
Yeah, I grew up in one of those places, too.
I know. You didn't
spit on people's shoes.
I changed. I softened quite a bit, obviously, and now I'm a very kind, nice, compassionate person who really cares.
Yes,
yeah.
You are.
If you smash my hand in a piece of cake, you're going to die, though. No, that's terrible. All right, this is such a stupid story for me to tell. I'm really sorry. Everyone had to hear that. So we're going to move on now to something a whole lot more interesting, I think. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take, we've got a bunch of people on the call lines. We're going to take almost every single one tonight if we can. I'm going to do my best to take every single one. And I'm also going to answer some questions in the chat room. And we're going to be back in 2 seconds. And since I was talking about moving to the really nice town, which was like Mayberry RFD, there's a song I'm going to play for you guys in just a little bit that I think you'll really appreciate. But first, I'm going to play this song, and y'all are going to die. Okay, wait.
Oh, no.
This is the coolest song in the world, and I have tried to purchase the rights to this song already. I'm not kidding. Okay, you want to hear it? Here we go. Don't laugh.
There ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers like me. There ought to be a society for the extension of sympathy to poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers like me. If you beat up a dog or a cat, you go to jail for the maximum penalty.
They got protection laws for the dumb animals,
but nobody cares about me.
I see.
When I get beat, so I repeat. There ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers like me.
Unfortunate
lovers like me.
There ought to be a society for the extension of sympathy to poor unfortunate.
Uh-oh, uh-oh, we got to rewind the Victrola. Hold on. Here we go.
Better than me, mad at me.
We all agree there ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty
to poor unfortunate lovers. Poor unfortunate lovers.
Poor unfortunate lovers.
Like me, like me.
Like me. Me too.
Well, there you go.
That was interesting.
I purchased a Victrola 26 years ago.
Oh, wow.
An old Thomas Edison, you know, and it came with a bunch of records. And, of course, I meticulously played each and every single one of them.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. And I love that.
You could tell it was on a record player because it sounded very scratchy.
Yeah, it's on the Victrola I have in my living room.
Oh, really?
And you can't. It's hard to get a whole song out of it,
uh-huh.
especially some of the longer ones. Like that one was 2 minutes and 33 seconds. You get about 2 minutes, and then it starts to.
And then it dies.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun. So anyway, that's a neat song. I think there ought
you
to be.
You could tell that was an old song.
You know what? Who sang that? Was Gloria Wood and the Campus Kids, and she was accompanied by Kay Kaiser. Orchestra.
Yeah, I've heard of Kay Kaiser.
Yeah, that just dates us, doesn't it?
Oh, wow.
It makes us
but
very
that's
old.
Before our time.
I think it was 1940. I believe
yeah.
1940.
Because I remember my mother talking about them.
Really? Okay, see. I mean, we never saw them because we're way too young.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like spring
the 40s?
Chicken.
I mean, yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Sure, let's go with that. You know what? We're going to go ahead and take our first caller because I think I've bored you all with my boring, boring stories.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Here we go. Is this LaShondra?
Yes.
Did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good, good. I sometimes try. How can I? Where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm in Texas. And your stories were really interesting.
Were they horrible? You know, sometimes, here's the problem. You know, when you're sitting with a group, you get the look on other people's faces and you know, shut up. You know? Unfortunately, I didn't get the look, so I just kind of kept going. Sorry about that. So tell me, how can I help you tonight?
Okay, I'm trying to start my own business as an education consultant, and I'm trying to put together a business plan. And I posted an ad on Craigslist for anybody that can help me, you know, get the business plan together. But I want to target schools like ITT Tech and DeVry and, you know, schools like that, non-traditional schools.
Oh.
So I was just wondering... how will this work out for me? You know, will someone be able to help me with this? And, you know, when do you see everything, you know, falling together and me making money?
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to – I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I'm sure I'm on the money on this. Are you near another college, a different type of accredited college where you're living now?
There's a lot of schools here.
Okay. Here's the reason why I'm saying this. I don't know why I feel this, but I think one of those schools has a think tank, okay, almost like, and it's through their marketing. It's through their degree that they do for marketing. One of them has a think tank. You need to find out which one of those schools has that, and that can be done simply by typing in the word think tank. And they actually will help people like you who have a great idea for a business, have the ability to do it, but may not have all the ability to put it all together and put together a business plan. They'll help you write the business plan. They'll also help you get in front of investors if you're looking to do that.
I really want, like, the ITT Tech, those kind of schools to fund me because it's something like being a recruiter for them.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And have you checked with them to see if they have any think tanks going?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That's the word that's coming to me, think tank. And it's so strong, I feel that one of them must have something that's similar to that. And if you call around, you'll find something. And I think it could be a good mix. And if they fund you, it'll be a success. It'll be a double win. Actually, it'll be a triple win. because it'll be a win for the think tank. It'll be a win for you financially, and ultimately the school will end up benefiting from it as well in other ways. So I think it's like the trifecta of winning. But I think the think tank, that name just keeps coming to me. So it's look for that specific word. Okay. When you're doing a check. Now, in asking me on whether or not this school is or this idea is going to be a success, I feel very strongly that it is going to be successful for you. What I'm getting is a solid, steady growth, as opposed to a big hit and then you're out of there. You know what I'm saying? So I see it's going to be a steady growth and something that will slowly grow. And I think that you'll be building a foundation and then you'll be growing upon that. Okay.
Okay.
Makes
do
sense?
You have like a time frame, like when everything will be finished?
I think you're going to be looking at April. Believe it or not, I know that's probably longer than you're anticipating.
I'm actually shocked that it's going to be that soon.
I'm seeing April of 2012. It'll be basically packaged the way it needs to be packaged.
Yeah, I just want my own office. You know, I want to be able to, you know, rent a office space and work out of the office. So.
And I see you're going to kick it in high gear the end of July, early August of 2012. So you'll be packaged up, ready to go in April, and then kicking it into high gear in July, August. I think actually bringing it to market, going out and actually visiting and doing what you've got to do with it. It'll be operational at that point.
Okay.
Okay.
So I already Googled Think Tank, and I have some results now, so I just have to go
See?
Through it.
There you go. I'm telling you, that word came to me so strong, so there you go. Proof is in the pudding. Good luck. Many blessings to you. Call us back. Let us know how you made out, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lysandra. Take care now. Bye-bye. Oh, that's sweet. See, she already checked it, and there, it's already got her results. So wonderful.
Sounds like a plan.
That is a plan. Now, I've got Grace is asking from the chat room here, will Dr. Ginny take questions from the chat room tonight? And the answer is yes, I will. So you just type your little fingers away there, Grace, and I'll be happy to answer your question. Glad to see you back in the chat room. That's nice. Let us know how Jay's doing while you're in the chat room. I've got a question for everybody just before I take this next caller. Here's the question I have. The question is this. If you are out to dinner with a date and they are constantly on their cell phone texting, do you consider that rude?
Yes.
I do too. I think it's rude. And a matter of fact, the reason why I bring this up is they were discussing this on a morning show, a popular morning show, and some people were saying, well, it's okay just to answer a couple of text messages. And I feel like if you want to be with me, then be with me, but don't be with me and the 10 other people you're currently texting.
Right.
Yeah.
That means
you're
not focused on me.
Right. I feel like, you know, like I'm so boring, you need to fill.
Right. I know. No kidding.
Fill, you know. And I think we sometimes, you know, sometimes we've been out and you're like, put your phone away. And it's because I have a lot of clients that are constantly, you know, sending emails and I have to respond to. But I try not to use it too much. But I think it is one of those situations where, you know, you might get on it to check something or it vibrates. And so you look and you, for whatever, it's like this, I've got to answer this right now.
Right.
You know? And it is bad manners, isn't it?
Well, it is bad manners because my kids have a tendency to do it. And, okay, you're talking to me, but you're texting at the same time.
Right.
So how focused could you be on what I'm saying?
And we know from some of the studies we've read and from psychology and even from hypnosis, the mind cannot really do two things at once. It cannot focus on two things at once.
I mean, you can multitask, but you're not
truly focusing.
No, you're not.
You're just jumping from one thing to the other to the other.
Right.
And so because of this, we know that if you're focusing on a text, you're not focusing on the person that's in front of you. And I know when my daughters first got their cell phones, they did the whole hide it under the table thing so we don't see it. And then we kept saying, you know, we know, get off the, you know.
Right.
And they don't do it as much now. I notice your daughter doesn't either.
No, because they're older now. They limit it more.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they realize that it's it's rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just curious what some of our listeners think about the whole texting while you're out with somebody on a date. So when I take the next caller, I'm going to actually ask what they think of texting on a date, because I think it's something that's I'm curious to see how people feel. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a call from Sophia. Hi, Sophia. You're on Live with Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. How are you, Jenny?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad you called in. What part of the country are you calling from?
Thank you. I'm on the West Coast, California.
Oh, and you just said it kind of funny, too.
I did, didn't I? Cali and then Fornia.
Yeah. Now, is that how they say it out in California, or is it?
Well, no, I just made that up, but they do say Cali. A lot of you know, where are you from? I'm from Cali, you know.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm originally from the East Coast, but I've been here long enough to feel that I'm an original.
Okay, well, there you go. And how long have you been out there?
Oh, past 30 years. So.
Okay, so, and that's how I feel about Florida, too. I've been here 27, so for me, this is home now. So first question I have for you is, what do you think about somebody texting when they're on a date?
You know, that's, for me, is like the teenage generation, the other generation. Yes. I think it's extremely rude.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wasn't expecting an urgent call, I could definitely forgive that, you know, a child or something like that. You know, somebody was sick, or you know, they needed to check in or something like that. But just to, you know, just as a way to have another social contact while they're out with you, just is extremely rude. And I think I want to just get up and leave.
Yeah,
I mean, why should I invest my time? If
you're
not
willing to invest your time in me, I totally agree. That's a very good point of view. I like that point of view. Okay, now, how can I help you tonight?
Okay, well, I kind of went eeny, meeny, miny, moe, so I chose this question.
Okay.
The question is, I think about 2 months ago had talked with you briefly, and I'll mention a friend of mine who's overseas, but was kind of in a relationship that wasn't really healthy, and he and I have this long history together, bond, I should say. And anyway, so I had a sense it wasn't going to really pan out, and the truth is it didn't, and he and I are talking. In fact, we're probably going to be talking in a few days again, and I just wondered what you might see developing at this point. I do want to say that several times we, you know, were talked about getting together again. You know, I have obligations here, and he's in a whole other continent where he has obligations. So,
okay, and that I understand. Let me ask you this question: why did you break up with him the first time?
Okay, well, he was here, and it wasn't really a breakup other than, well, he was here on a visa.
Okay.
And I met him while he had 4 months, 4.5 months on his visa.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that I was kind of in a state of shock to meet somebody like him,
right.
Because he was so wonderful.
There
was this age difference too. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh God, why did you play that trick on me? You know? So it was two things, the visa, and I was divorced, but I had my son was about 10 or 11 at the time. So I couldn't just pick up and go overseas. So if I had been single, I probably would have done that.
Of course.
And his visa ran out, and he's the only son, and his parents are saying, when are you coming back? When are you coming back?
Right.
So we left it for another time that we would see each other again. It was kind of the thing. And so that's kind of what's happened. But, you know, we have not really forgotten each other.
Okay. Okay. And when we spoke last time, Didn't I say to you that he wasn't ready to make a commitment at that time?
I think you said you saw maybe there was somebody else there, and I saw that was probably on the way out. And
okay.
yeah. And I don't think you said he wasn't ready, other than I think you felt he wasn't ready if he wasn't finished with this other situation, which makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Okay.
But I think it was, I don't want to say anymore. Just let
no,
go.
Don't say
let
anymore.
You tell.
I don't want you to say anymore. I'm going to tell you what I'm getting with him right now. I'm getting the biggest sensation that I'm getting is almost an unsureness. He's unsure in what direction he wants to go. And I feel like there's a part of him, like he's being pulled in two directions, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like there's a part of him that wants to stay and there's a part of him that wants to come back to America. I think there's a part of you, and I'm going to say this, and I hope you don't get offended by this. There's a little part of you that doesn't want to be a green card for somebody. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, that was in the beginning. I was, you know, that's why I said it would have needed more time. There's no way in 4.5 months, you know, to make mm-hmm. such a big decision
right.
about going forward with somebody, and the age, you know, the age difference. So
right,
that,
right.
I mean, it was like two things, but it was the most connected I've ever felt to anybody. So that was really unusual. So I had to go into prayer about that. I really had to go into prayer about that.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not saying the age difference is okay. What I'm truly saying right now is he has not made up his mind. You see, coming back here would be giving up what he has. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. But I'm going to tell you what I do see. I do see that there's an opportunity for you two to be together. However, this comes with a big however. One of you is going to obviously have to make a big bold leap. And I'm thinking it has to be you.
Mm-hmm.
Has he mentioned this?
No, and not. I mean, no, that I would be the one. I mean, we're talking, and he's very, you know, very much wants to keep the conversation going, keep the dialogue
mm-hmm.
going. I know for a fact that he actually was happier when he was here, because he told me when he went back it was very, like, culture shock
mm-hmm.
for him to be back where he was.
Okay.
And so if he's in these Nordic countries, you know, and so he felt that people here are freer and there's more sun and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just a totally different feeling. And I feel that when he's there, he's probably tied into, you know, that family obligation, what people expect of you, as we all can be, you know, when we're, you know, in that, you know, with your family and those expectations and all of those things. But
mm-hmm.
he actually felt freer and happier here.
So,
in
but,
fact,
but
I was going to put the comment to him.
Where
yeah, I was
going
to put the
week?
Comment to him about
yeah.
that.
Okay, yeah. Well,
about,
because,
you know, don't you want to, don't, do you miss this, you know, this area? Because it's a beautiful area.
I'm not questioning the area at all. I'm still getting that it's a bold leap for you. Where's the boldness? Is it that...
Oh, for me,
yeah.
a leap? If
yeah.
I stay or go there? If I go there or if I stay here?
I don't think it has to do with the location. It's a bold leap for you. I feel as if...
Yeah. Well,
you
I think it's
called?
A leap of faith. It would definitely
yeah.
be a leap of faith for me because, not because I don't believe that what we really care about each other. I think mm-hmm. because either way, if I get in a relationship, probably it's going to be a bold leap for me just because
yeah.
I've been on my own for quite a while. But I think that... you know, sometimes that's exactly what you have to do.
Right.
You have to
well,
take a bold leap.
Well, let me ask you this question. that is, yeah, you know, I'm coming up. I always come up with another one. This is the question I have. The age difference. Are you completely okay with this?
At this point, yes, I wasn't back then because I needed more time to know him and not feel like when he got 10 years older, he might have said, oh, gee, I should have dated more. I should have, you know, had more girlfriends
right.
or something. I got to know him over time, and I really got to know who he really is because for me, it's always been a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to know that who he was presenting was who he genuinely was.
Right.
And not because he ever made me think otherwise, but just from my own life experience and knowing how people are, I needed
right.
to know that he was authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tend
and
to try to be
authentic. He is.
Yes, I do feel he's authentic.
I think he may. He absolutely is. Authentic.
Okay, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he may try to please people, but that means, you know, people, you know, he's close to me, wants to please everybody. But I definitely feel he may sometimes get confused about what he wants or who he is, but I feel that he is an authentic person. But I needed time to really know that about him.
Mm-hmm.
Four and a half months is not enough time for me. Other people know each other 2 weeks and they run off and do crazy stuff.
Right. And you know, that's always, I think, a matter of perception. And some people do that and their marriage lasts forever. And some people do that and it lasts till the end of the month. But it's right. What's important is that I feel like for you, you haven't taken on another person like this in a very, very long time, if ever. There's an opening in your heart that this man gets to. And I think that's where the bold leap comes in, okay? I feel like you have a connection with him that you have never felt with anybody else ever.
No. And it has to be two ways because, you
right.
know, time goes by and I could just say, oh, you know, he's been coming through a lot and I'll call and he knows the minute I just say hello, it's me, and he's happy, and maybe some impressions I got or something I dreamt, you know, he confirms that it was true.
Right.
So it is a very different kind of relationship, no doubt about it.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. And I'm going to tell you that because you have this strength of feeling, I mean, I do see that it's going to come about. I do see it's going to be bold, again, the bold leap for you that just keeps coming forward. So whatever that bold leap is, and I believe it has to do with you really truly opening your heart to him, because I don't think you've really opened it up to anybody else the way you will open it up to him. But I'll remind you this. You can never truly open your heart and love somebody unless you truly open your heart. So opening it part of the way and keeping some of it private isn't really opening your heart ever. So you're doing the right
uh-huh.
thing. It's going to take a little time for this to come to fruition. Just know that, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking 8-9 months, okay?
Okay, that's not bad.
But
I mean,
you see it coming, okay?
Okay. And
okay.
And when you say you see it coming, you see him coming this way, at least to visit, or?
Yeah, I don't see you going, okay, I do not see you going there. I see him coming here.
Okay.
To the United States. Okay.
Okay. You mean to live?
I see him coming to the United States to spend time with you. I wouldn't completely write out that you might be spending some time overseas yourself.
Okay.
I know you're thinking it's not going to happen, but I will tell you that you are going to be spending some time overseas. 100% guaranteed as the sun's going to rise tomorrow, you will be. You'll see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Listen, Sophie,
okay.
Thank you so much.
I will
for
keep you
in.
Posted. Thank you,
thank
dear.
Thank you. Please too. God bless. Have a wonderful
okay,
night.
Okay. God bless. You too.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's always a tough one. Overseas relationships,
mm-hmm.
they're really, really hard. But I think she's got a good feel for this, and she knows that this is a guy that doesn't come along every day, and that's a good thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
to open your heart. We've got a song now. Now, you're not allowed to answer this question, okay? We've got a lot of questions in the chat room. We are going to get to those, and we've got a lot of people, callers, and we're going to get to those too. But I've got to play this, and I want y'all to guess who's singing this. I won't play the whole thing.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his allegory. How we've overcome, we will understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But he'll guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, he will tell the story how we've overcome. We will understand it better by and by. When the roll call of yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be no more. The morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Well, guess what, folks? We have a winner. Did y'all guess who that was?
I would never have guessed that in a million years.
That song was When We All Get to Heaven, and it was by your very own Andy Griffith, Opie's dad from Mayberry RFD. Yeah,
wow.
I know.
And it didn't sound like him, though.
You know, there was this CD that was on TV I ordered many years back, and that was on it.
Really?
Yeah,
huh.
And I thought that it would sound a little bit different, but you know what? There we go. It's Andy Griffith. Isn't that amazing?
Interesting. I know.
I don't think singing is strong point, but still, you know, the subject matter was great and wonderful and fabulous.
You stumped me.
You know what? I think I stumped a lot of people, but Grace.
Yeah, good job, Grace.
Woo-hoo, Grace. Congratulations.
I
know Daniel Rivers was like, he really wanted to know, you know. And Jay's got to ask, Grace, I want to ask a question in the chat room there. How is Jay doing? If you could just let us know, because we haven't seen him sign in a while.
Yeah, he hasn't been in the chat room in a while.
Want to know how he's doing.
And he hasn't called in with any new songs.
Any new songs? I know. I want to know how he's doing. I know. All right. Well, you know what? We've got so many callers on the line. I want to take those. And I also want to answer a couple of these questions in the chat room. This is for Just Marjorie. Her question is, do you see me marrying my boyfriend Howard? Thanks. Howard, first of all, Howard is a very unusual name. I don't hear Howard anymore.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck, and also Howard happened to be on Happy Days, and he was the father. I want you to follow this chain of events. He was the father of Ron Howard on Happy Days, and his character's name was Howard, wasn't it?
Oh, God.
Pretty sure it was. Doesn't really matter. The answer's yes. You will be marrying Howard. Good luck. God bless you. That's a good thing. I do see a very positive sign for that. Now, remember, you know, what I say should never affect anyone's free will. So just because, you know, I'm being shown by a higher power that this is going to happen, it doesn't mean you have to say yes. But I do see that if you the opportunity is going to present itself for you to marry Howard. So good luck. Keep us posted. Tell us how that goes. And then we've got another question here from Precious 11. Hi, my question is, when will I get a teacher aide or teacher assistant? I need to work applying everywhere, even subbing, working now. Okay, so Precious, here's the thing. You are eventually going to get a job, but it's not going to be anytime soon. So continue to sub. I know you're desperate to get that full-time position, but right now I just don't see one coming up. I don't see one coming up until fall of next year, and I don't want to make you sad. And it doesn't mean you can't change that again by applying a lot, doing everything you absolutely can, and being the absolute best sub that you can, because you know as well as everyone else, when a sub comes into a school and does a great job and is willing to do everything that they need to do and to get there early and the kids love them, They're the ones that get the full-time teaching positions.
Yeah,
offered for them,
my daughter,
right?
One of the subs in her school.
Yeah.
And they loved him. They thought he was the coolest guy, and he was young, and they ended up hiring him as a full-time teacher.
See, that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to tell you, sometimes the subbing is paying the dues. I know you want the full-time job, but you know what? It'll come. It'll come in the beginning of next year, 2012. When I say the beginning of next year, the school year for 2012. So I'm going to say keep getting those temp jobs, and so is Daniel Rivers. He's quoting the same thing in the chat room. Daniel, I adore you. You have the oddest sense of humor like me, and so I love your little comments. And I love your little icons that you put in our chat room.
He has the cutest little smiley faces.
He does. I don't know where he gets all
one
those.
Tooth.
That one only, well, maybe, that, it's, maybe Daniel only has one tooth. Daniel? I've seen your picture. I know you have more than one tooth. Okay. He's with RIP Hunters.
Yes.
Yeah, so he has his picture posted there. And Grace also did respond. She said Jay is doing great. She said he's doing great, girls, still trying to sell his home and wanting to move to Florida. Wonderful, because when he gets to Florida, we're going to make sure we get a chance to meet up with him.
Yeah, definitely.
That's for sure.
So Florida is a big state.
Florida is a big state. It's a very big state.
So he needs to move to Central Florida.
Yeah, Central. Well, I think he wants to move somewhere near Daytona Beach, as I recall.
Oh, there you go.
I do believe that's what he said. In any event, I think that's going to happen for him soon enough. He and I have talked, not recently, but that is something that's going to happen for him. And I can't wait for it too, because he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
Such a good guy. All right, folks, we're going to play something very, very normal now. Just give me just a couple of minutes break to clear my head. This is a song that they used to play on Good Morning America years and years ago, like in 1994, I think.
I thought this was a normal song.
It is a normal song. It's a good one. I love this song.
Okay.
It's You Gotta Be by Desiree.
Save the day. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser.
Gotta Be by Desiree. I'm sure some folks remember that.
I do remember
yeah,
that song.
Yeah, it was, they used to take a segment of that song and play it all the time on Good Morning America. You're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm here with Jessica. We've been taking some calls and talking about text messaging on dates and about some bad elementary
school.
Would
it be sad if you went on a date and you didn't talk to each other and you just texted each other throughout the date?
I've gone out to dinner and seen families do that, and it so disturbs me. You
but,
know?
I mean, if you texted each other while you were sitting there, would that be odd?
No, I think only you would go there. Like, you know, who would text? But, you know, there could be people who are so shy that
right.
they might text each
you
other.
You know,
though.
And it's non-confrontational. You could see each other, but you wouldn't have to speak.
That would be like you could be sitting there saying, gee, I really like your eyes if I could see them. Stop looking at your cell phone. Oh, you're texting me. Never mind. I mean, what kind of
I know, it's weird.
You know, can you pass the bread basket, please? I mean, that would be.
I don't know why that entered my mind.
I don't know why. Maybe that's why you don't have a lot of dates.
I just was thinking, okay, what about two people that don't know each other?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
I guess you could talk.
I mean, you know, but if you don't know each other, why would you? I mean, how would you? I mean, maybe you met on Match and you decided to go on a date. And so you set it up on Match and you get to the restaurant and you start texting each other. Yes, I'm at the table by the window. Oh, wait, I see you. I'm coming.
Turn
to
around.
The table. Yes. No, wait, don't look. That would be pretty odd. Yeah,
I don't know.
That would be pretty odd. Hey, by the way, if Patricia's listening to me from CT, you know what I'm talking about. I did get your email. I did see the picture. I think the ginger is a go. I think you should definitely go for that. I think that's a good idea. Don't know if it'll be long term because I think there's going to be. He's very interested in his children, which is great and a blessing. But I think he doesn't always give it as much of himself to others because he's so tied up with his family. But I think you would enjoy the time that you would spend with him, so go for the ginger, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, you know what I think we should do?
Another reading?
Hey, that's a good idea. You must have read my mind. Are you psychic?
Yeah, I'm psychic. It's been rubbing off on me, I think.
I think that's what it is. Hi, Camille. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Thank you
How
for taking
you?
My call.
Oh, you're
oh,
very
good.
Welcome.
Where
yeah, are you calling
I'm good,
from?
Thank you. I'm calling from Alameda, California.
Wow, we got a lot of California people
yeah,
on
California
here today. Yeah, you know what? You have a lot of people, Asian people, that live in California. And somebody posed a question today while I happened to be getting my picture taken for the church bulletin, okay, the directory for our church. And they said to me, it was actually my daughter, and she said, Mom, I have a friend who's from Taiwan. Does that make her Taiwanese?
Yeah.
Taiwanese
American?
Yeah, she's American. But
yeah.
People from Taiwan, what do are they how do you like if you're Chinese from China, you're
yeah.
Chinese.
I
but
thought
you're
from Taiwanese.
Taiwanese.
Yeah, that's what
but
I would say
if
too.
The person oh. is an American citizen, then they're an American, but if you need to hyphenate something as people seem compelled to do these days, it's like a Taiwanese American or you know.
Yeah, okay. That makes
yeah.
sense. Taiwanese. See, I didn't
yeah.
I wasn't sure. And that's why I see I'm just not sure. So thank you for answering that question.
You're welcome.
Here's a trade-off. I'll answer a question for you. What can I answer for you today?
Well, first, you wanted to talk about the texting thing?
Yes, I do. What do you think of that?
Well, first off, I am always with my phone all the time. And I go most places alone, so it's not an issue. But when I'm with someone, I've got such a big group on my Facebook and Twitter and all that, and people know that I am living in Northern California, a woman living alone,
mm-hmm.
like more than 300 miles from my birthplace.
Right.
So people know that I'm alone, and some people are like, are you okay? You didn't check in, whatever. So I use these little GPS navigation sites like Foursquare or something where
sure.
you can check in to every place you go. So especially if I'm going out with a guy I've never met before or something, I might say in advance, oh, I'm going such and such, or I make sure to put like a log of this is where I am. And what I've started to do is when I reach for my phone and I'm with someone new, I say, hey, listen, this is what I'm doing. There's this great service called Foursquare, and I check into every place I go just to kind of keep a log of where I go. And so I kind of make a joke of it, play it off, and like show them what I'm doing, and then that's it. But I try not to take calls or text unless that person excuses themselves to the bathroom or something.
Of course, which makes sense. So you utilize it more as it's also a safety feature for you. So your friends know not only where you are, but the person that you're with knows that everyone knows where you are.
That's right.
So that kind of makes them stay where they're supposed to, on the right side. That's smart.
Pretty much.
I like that idea.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And it gives me a good time log where I am, and I really try to include that other person. Or if I do have to take a text, I'll say, oh, my friend has just said X, Y, and Z. What do you think?
Oh, good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you include them in it so they don't feel like you know, they're a filler for your time when you're sitting there with your phone, which makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you this, though. If you start getting a lot of independent text messages from others, do you take the time to answer them, or do you just not answer them until you have some quiet time?
I just wait till I get quiet time, but normally that doesn't happen, you know. But
right.
I tend to just wait. Like, I get a lot of Facebook's status updates, like comments to whatever I wrote. And so, again, I might say, oh, haha, look, my friend so-and-so said this or something. And we all kind of laugh, but that's the best I can do just because it is rude. It is very rude to see, you know, it looks like the person is not interested in you if that's all they're doing. It's like, hold on,
Yeah. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
I think you're right. But I think there are a lot of people that are listening, and I even see some in the chat room that are actually saying that there would be a lot fewer missing women if they all use this, and it's a great idea. And, you know, I personally don't use Foursquare, but now I'm thinking it's a great idea. Yesterday there was a woman who was forced at gunpoint outside of Target into the car. And the man, kept her and then at some point took her in the car and forced her to use her ATM card at several locations.
That.
Yeah. And I said to my husband, what concerned me the most is we have a daughter that's going to be turning 16 in a month and driving. And that's the kind of thing I would like her to have on her phone and to use all the time. So good point. Thank you. See, you may have saved
you're
a life
welcome.
Today. Good for you.
I hope so, you know. Just tell people where you're going, especially if you are alone.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, how can I help you? You have a career question, don't you?
Yeah. So we had, we're in a new moon as of yesterday, so the moon is waxing and time to do some new things, new creative, you know, opportunities and things. And so I'd like to use this to my best advantage. And I'd say for the past, about a year, it's kind of like, I wouldn't say non-activity, but kind of sluggish, kind of slow to start.
Stuck in the mud.
In a way. And then a lot of, you know, outside critics that I've been meeting and what are you trying to do? And it's just ridiculous. So what I am asking is... of recent weeks, I've made some changes. For instance, my computer just was too old. It just malfunctioned. And a new computer came into my life. And now I'm able to go take my computer, sit in a cafe, use that as like my portable office.
Wonderful.
And,
that's great.
Yeah. And I'm really utilizing that. And then as soon as I started doing that, I attracted at least one freelance writing opportunity, which I wish to attract more, like writing articles, doing some public relations work, things like that. So I'm wondering if I am on the right track.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you that you already know you're on the right track. I mean, that goes without saying. And I think you feel it, too. You feel that the energy that's surrounding you has changed.
Right.
Would you agree with me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do agree.
Yeah. I can sense it too. I can sense a different kind of energy. You know, there's the energy that I call the out in the middle of the lake, you know, you're treading water. You're not really going in any specific direction. It's not that you're not getting closer to shore, but you really don't seem to be making a lot of headway. But then there's the energy where all of a sudden it's like things are getting ready to pop. You know what I mean? And I kind of feel that around you a little bit. I feel like you need to do a whole lot more networking, though. What are you doing as far as networking opportunities for yourself? I feel like you say I'm doing networking a little bit, but at the same time, you know the real networking you're not doing. Is that true?
Well, one thing that I did that someone suggested I do, I created a Facebook fan page. That's one thing I did. And I'm keeping abreast with Facebook and Twitter and exploring that and adding new people and commenting, doing things like that. And then, of course, going out in my day-to-day and making sure people know, hi, I'm here, you know, this is what I'm up to.
Okay,
yeah.
So let me ask you this question. That's one kind of networking. What about writing articles to help website optimization? Do you do that, SEO, search engine optimization? Do you work with that at all? Okay.
I've never even considered that.
Okay. What I'm getting is that's something you should consider because when working with somebody doing search engine optimization, they need to put out a lot of articles. A lot of stuff needs to be written. They have to be very prolific. And I would say that that's an area that I think that you need to hook up with somebody who does SEO so that you can kind of work in conjunction with them. I see it as a team effort. I don't know if you've considered anything like that or your mind's even kind of, you know, I always say, you know, look at a situation like a ball and then look at it from all different angles and all different sides. The nice part about that is people who know SEO and know how to do search engine optimization, they know how the technical part goes. But it's very difficult for them to be able to produce all of the information. It's very information heavy, and it's very difficult for them to produce that. So having somebody like you working in conjunction with somebody who does SEO could be very, very helpful. I think you could find not only a lot of work, but stay very, very busy if you can find someone like that. So then my next thing for you to do would be, have you ever considered getting in touch with SEO companies that are local? And also consider going to some of the Chamber of Commerce meetings, some of the businesswoman meetings, you know what I'm saying, that you have in your area? Okay.
You need
to go to those. You have.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How has it, when you've gone to them, how has it been?
It varies. I think a couple of years ago I went to one or two, and you kind of get a sense for which ones are not really for you. So I kind of said, okay, I don't want to put my energy into this one. However, I'm very aware, and I found some things online just today, but I didn't join anything. I just kind of bookmarked it, and I want to read further on it. But I know there are quite a few.
Right.
There are quite a few locally.
And you need to go to them. And what I'm going to say is, you know, sometimes we need to focus exactly what we want to do. And, you know, when we started out the conversation, you said you wanted to write.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a good writer. I know this. But that's – if I said to you I wanted a car, right – well, that'd be great, but we wouldn't know which car dealership to go to, right? Because
right.
Do I want a Mercedes? Do I want a Chrysler? Do I want a Toyota? We don't know. So now I have to fine-tune what I want. I said, well, I want a car, and I want something that's good on gas mileage that has high safety features, and I want it to be around $30,000. Okay, now you have a better idea of what I'm looking for. So we're pinpointing. And I would say you need to pinpoint what you want to write about. Now, is there something that you have experience in already that you would like to write about?
Yes, there is.
Okay. So can you utilize that and then start contacting SEO companies and combine the two?
I'm sure I could.
Okay. I think it would make sense. You see how by pinpointing it, now you've narrowed what you're going to be doing. You're filling a niche market, and you have an opportunity to move forward. Makes total sense,
right.
Doesn't it?
Right, right.
That's my suggestion to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Camille. And by the way, you'll do well with it, but you just have to get extremely focused on it. In other words, writing is great, but there are a lot of writers out there. So how?
Well, yeah,
you,
I know that.
you know that, right? Yeah, and so
right.
You need to really kind of fill a niche market, and in order to do that, you need to really fine-tune it and pinpoint it. And I think that if you work with an SEO company, you'll be able to do exactly that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, and especially I want to thank you for all of our listeners for that information about Foursquare and about using your phone, because that was a great idea.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Listen, God
yeah.
bless, and thanks again. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah,
huh?
I never heard of Foursquare.
Yeah, I've heard of it, and I think it's one of those situations where people just kind of call in or text in, and it automatically locates you, like a
GPS type thing.
Yeah, in your phone, you know. So, and I think that you can make comments about restaurants or historic buildings, whatever.
Where does
it
go to?
I don't quite know how that works, but I'm assuming if you, I don't know, but I know that if a friend of yours that's on your list, so to speak, has been there, their comments will show up. But it also has like almost like an itinerary of where you've been.
Interesting.
Kind of like some of those photo shots where you've taken photos with your iPhone. Wherever I've been, all over the country, and I've taken a photo, it'll show me when I was there and when I took the photo.
Oh, really?
It has little dots, yeah, on a map all over. It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I guess it works similar to that. But I think it's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, it's a good idea if you go someplace alone and people don't really know where you are, or, you know, I have a tendency, like on Sundays, it's kind of my run around, do errand day.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm kind of all over the place, and I don't necessarily let anybody know where I am, so
very
they
dangerous.
Might have a tough time finding me, you know?
I think they would have a tough time finding you. I think almost anybody would have a tough time finding you, and it's because, you know, we don't think about that. Sometimes we don't think about what we need to do to protect
right.
ourselves, and I would be the very first one to say that, you know, people who are predators of any individual, they look for opportunity. They're crimes of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've gotten calls from certain law enforcement agencies, and one of the things that's always high on the list is, you know, when it was a crime of opportunity, they're so lost. Because they don't know where to start if the person's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
They need something. It's, I always say, it's kind of like, and I've used this example before, it's like trying to peel off wallpaper. If you could just get a little bit of the corner to come up, you
mm-hmm.
could start working it, and that's how it is for them. So with crimes of opportunity, it's harder for them to find,
well,
you know,
yeah,
the predator.
If you have no idea
yeah.
where they went, what time
right.
they were
so,
missing.
So they're just looking for something to know, a direction,
right.
a location, you know. And crimes of opportunity are where somebody's walking out of the store, maybe looking in their purse, thinking about the five other stops they need
mm-hmm.
to make, walk up to their car without paying attention. And we all, I'm so conscious of that, trying to look around the car all the time.
Yeah.
You know? I know you do too.
I do too, and I think that comes from growing up north, because
you went to the same school as me.
But it's also was beat into our heads from the
yes.
time we were small. I
yes.
mean, you have to be careful. You have to
yes.
look around
yes.
your surroundings. You don't just go, la, 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 walk
you
out to your car.
You ever park next to a van. Do you remember
oh,
that?
Yeah, I remember
oh,
that.
Yes. If you park next to a van, you're going to die.
You'll die because those murderers in
yes,
vans.
Because it's a rapist van.
It's a rapist
van. You're not supposed to go near it. Do you know till this day I can't park next to a van? I can't.
Well, it's the big white solid vans that are usually,
yes.
you know, plumbers or electricians or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But if there's no markings on the outside, it could be anything.
It could be anything. And we know the Jeffrey Dahmer story. We're not going to go there.
Yeah, really.
We are not going to go there. I'll tell you what. We're going to take several more callers. I'll be back in just a second. And you know what? I'm really glad that we're getting as many callers as we are tonight, because these are new callers, and they've got some great information.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
A lot of fun. We'll be back in two.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made me.
Cafe. This is Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host, Miss Jessica, who has told me she's a little bit tired tonight.
I'm kind of blah tonight. I don't know why.
You know, our listeners don't know. We had a nasty little storm that crossed over us here just a little bit, and we were kind of ducking each time the lightning came and the thunder came. We are in the storm center of the universe, I think.
Let me tell you, and I am very sensitive to weather, and whenever the barometric pressure drops, I get these headaches that are unbelievable.
Yeah, I know you do. You always say you know when a storm is coming.
That's why I said I should have been a weatherman.
Do you have a headache tonight?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry for you. I could do some chakra bowls and ding them and make your headache go away.
I thought you were going to say shots. I could do some shots.
We can do jello shots, too. Only kidding. I've never done it. I don't even know. I saw this on TV the other night. They were doing jello shots, and my husband said, "What is that?" This tells you I'm old, okay? And I said,
"You've never had a jello shot before?"
No. Now, can you make jello?
You can make jello shots.
With alcohol?
That's what a Jello shot is.
Okay, but what I don't understand is, does it congeal? I mean, because I thought like alcohol doesn't freeze, so I was wondering if alcohol, right? You're laughing at me. I'm pathetic. I know.
To be truthful, I've never made them myself.
Okay.
I've only consumed them.
And are they good?
They're yum.
Do they taste like Jello or alcohol? Because I don't like to taste.
Well, because
alcohol.
The alcohol is in the Jello.
Yeah.
It's like Jello and then blast of alcohol.
Oh, so you still taste the alcohol?
Well, yeah.
See, I don't like it. I only, yeah.
You could put.
That's why I like Kahlua and cream, because it tastes like chocolate milk to me.
You could put Kahlua in a Jello shot.
I wonder. See, now I could do that. It would be like in raspberry Jello.
Jello
would be like chocolate raspberry.
Ooh, that would
Ooh.
Be yum.
Okay, so for next week's show. I'm only kidding. I don't.
And if I had any alcohol now, I would probably be on the floor snoring.
That's right.
That would be really fun.
You know what? Yeah. I mean, I do like wine, but I don't care for hard alcohol. I just don't like the taste of it. I gotta say, Daniel Rivers, you wanted to know if I am a Yankees fan. Was that his question here? I'm trying to see it here. Are we talking about? It's so hard to roll back here. Okay. Hold on. Don't be mean to Dr. Jenny. Yes, don't be mean to me. I don't know what I don't know what I'm being protected from, but I'm not quite sure. Don't like drinks. You can taste the alcohol, right? I'm sorry, folks. I'm trying to read this and it's so hard. Hold on.
Problem is you're going back really far.
I know. I have to go back. And you can't scroll back on this. It makes me insane. Okay. Yes, I'm a Yankees fan. I love the Yankees. I'm a Jersey girl, and the Yankees was the team we used to go watch.
Oh,
so, of
gosh,
course,
yeah.
I'm a Yankees fan. Go Yankees. Yay. Yes.
Are the Yankees good anymore?
I don't know. I don't watch sports anymore. I don't have time. See, I used to go to the Yankees with the guy I was dating at the time.
Okay.
So I went to a lot of games, but no, I didn't. No, I just know there was a ball and a bat, and they all, well,
and popcorn and hot dogs.
No, that was back when I wouldn't eat anything that had meat in it.
Oh, salad.
So, yeah, just salad. Salad with no dressing. Daniel, good luck to you. I hope your team wins, and I hope the Rays don't accidentally just fall into the bay out there in Tampa, because, you know, that's what's going to happen. She's going to be mad at me. You know what? We've had somebody who's been waiting on the phone, and I want to get to her right now because she was also waiting on the phone for a long time last week, and her phone battery went dead, apparently,
oh, no.
She told our producer. So our producer came in and just shook her finger, LaQuaiquai, shook
she
her finger and said,
she
you
did.
Take her.
You have
you
to.
You take her. I come here from college and produce your show. You're going to take this woman right now. And so I'm going to make sure we put her right up in the queue right now. Hi, Stacy. Are you on? This is Dr. Jenny.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. Yes, I'm
How
here.
How are you? I'm so glad we got
you.
I want you to know you have to thank LaQuaiquai because she was absolute about making sure that I took your call next.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So where are you calling from, Stacy?
Pennsylvania.
You know, we've spoken. I know the name. Haven't we spoken before on the show?
We have once before. It's been a long time, but normally you speak to my boyfriend. You should know me now.
I should know. I stick
yeah,
to your boyfriend.
You know.
Well, I stick to many boyfriends, honey. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
George.
Yeah.
George, yes.
Yeah.
Did he pop the question yet?
No.
And all the pressure we put on him, you think he would.
I know.
He's under a lot of pressure, but.
I know. Was he sweating the last time we talked to him? Because we really pushed him. We pressured him. I mean, we basically sent him map Google directions to the nearest jewelry store.
And I appreciate that, but no, he wasn't.
Well, we're going to get him there yet, Stacy. I promise.
Oh, it'll happen.
I know. Now, you're worried about the business, right?
We are. We're very stressed and we're exhausted.
I know. But you're coming into a busier time, aren't you?
Actually, no. This winter comes into a slow time, and hopefully
and
we're trying.
Oil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me take a look here. You know, I know that I've said, and I'm going to hold true to it. Okay, I do see that Yeah, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that are going to happen here, okay? The business is going to sell, and I still see that November date looming. We had originally said October, but I because y'all didn't get it listed, you had some trouble with that, remember? Now that it is listed, right, you've got it listed with the realtor.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and he's putting it out there? I mean, you're seeing that he's putting it out there?
He says he is, and the way whenever we do speak to him, he's been talking to a few people, and I guess there's one local, and then there's one in another town just maybe an hour from us in Lancaster.
Okay. And?
And
so
we really... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. You were saying there's another one now. Did you mean there's another business for sale or another realtor?
No, the realtor's speaking to two people.
Okay.
The last we had spoke to him about a week ago regarding the business.
Okay.
And actually, there was one that came in and spoke to George for a while, and we thought we'd hear back from him but haven't heard anything yet. So,
let me tell you what's happening. On one of those purchasers, one of them that is... He's playing a little bit of a game. He thinks that you're desperate, so he smells desperation. Okay? I think George knows exactly what I'm talking about on this one. He smells desperation, and he figures you'll drop your price. And I'm sure he knows who that person is, too.
Probably the one that...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably the one that came in and spoke to him,
mm-hmm.
spoke to George more than the realtor.
Yeah. I feel that he's a good businessman, and he sniffs out desperation, and so he figures he still has an opportunity to get it at a good price. And so I feel like it'll... I mean, I hate to say it, but he will make an offer, but it's going to be a low ball, and it's going to be when you really need it.
So the price that we're asking, will the store sell more than that or less?
I think the price that you're asking, I don't see it selling for more than that. No, definitely not. Do I think it will sell for less than that? Absolutely. Yes, with a positive and a vibration. So I see it definitely will. It definitely will. Not too much less, no, but it will sell for a little bit less. But again, you know, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so my suggestion is keep doing what you're doing. The rest will, it's going to come about, okay? It will come about, so don't worry. It's going to come.
So November's it. Okay. So November's going to be it then for us.
I feel like November's going to be it unless, and again, you know, I say this every time, somebody throws their free will in there. Free will is what God gave all of us, and nothing I say or the angels tell me about should affect your free will. So that being said, you know, if you decide to suddenly take it off the market or somebody comes in with a really decent offer and you decide not to take it, I can't help that. But I feel like an offer is going to be pending in November, and then it will be your choice. So, in other words, the opportunity to sell it will come up. It will be your choice or George's choice as to whether or not you all decide to take it.
Okay.
Okay, so don't worry. It's going to happen. And by the way, you're going to marry that man, you know.
After
the course,
we will.
Jessica, did I not just write that down?
You absolutely
I just said,
did.
The one thing I'm getting is it's such a wise decision for you to be with him, and he appreciates you because you tell it like it is. You don't sugarcoat, and he doesn't like it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He likes honesty.
He's actually listening in.
I know he is.
Yeah,
and you will end up marrying him. Take my word for it. Okay.
I will.
So everything's going to go the way you want it to go. It's just taking some time. And again, it only got held up because you had a little problem with the listing and getting it out there. And I feel like it's going to go in November. I mean, I keep getting validation of that. And I'm going to say yes, I think it will. So I think it will.
Great.
Okay. Stacey, thanks for holding as long as you did, and thanks for holding last week, too, and I'm sorry I didn't get to you, and you're right, I should have recognized the name by this time.
That's okay.
The telephone number.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jenny.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a good night. And those are the nicest people.
Oh,
you know?
They are.
They're just the nicest couple, and I want that business to sell so bad for them. And, of course, me just wanting it doesn't make it happen.
Well, the way the market is right now, everything's taking twice as long as it normally would.
Oh, I know. And it's hard. It's a tough time. But, you know, I always say there are people out there with money. And if you buy into the thought process that nobody has any money, so no one's going to buy it, then that's kind of what you're putting out to the universe. And you never want to do that. You know, I used to teach marketing and sales for American Express and some of those big companies. And one of the things I always used to say to the agents is when they used to come in and say, oh, well, November, December are the absolute worst months in this business. And I used to say, well, here's the funny thing. If you take a new agent who's never been out in the field and you tell them that this is the best 2 months of the year, they will knock the doors off and sell more than all the agents that have been out there for 10, 15 years. And it's because they didn't have this predetermined mindset that they weren't going to be successful.
Right.
They thought they were going to be, and that's so they were. So I always tell people, sometimes they convince themselves that things aren't going to work because they're only looking at the negative, the glass half full. So know it's going to sell, guys, Stacy and George, it's going to sell. Know it. Put that out to the universe. Know that people do still have money in their pockets. Maybe not as many as before, but they still do have money in their pockets. So just wait for that. It's going to happen. You'll see. Now I'm going to blow the doors off with a little Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Psychic Cafe, and that was definitely not Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that first song you had, what was that?
Well, remember I had told you, you know, we're a small show with a very small budget. And so sometimes I go to this company called Zippy Share where they do remixes.
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounds the same, but it's not quite.
Ah, there wasn't even any singing.
Well, that became quite apparent about 32 seconds
into
the
song. Lady Gaga with no voice.
This was Lady Gaga meeting Kansas and carrying on her wayward son.
Okay.
That's pretty bizarre. I know. You know what time it is. Da-da-da-da-da.
Vat-o-email time?
Vat-o-email time, because we like our Vat-o-email. We love getting emails. We got a whole bunch last week after last week's show, and I was really glad. So they've all been entered into the Vat-o-email. And the ones that we read on air are just the copies. The original is already in the Vat-o-email. So I want everyone to know that. So I think we have to do rock, paper, scissors to see who has to go down to the big rusty mailbox and open that
door.
You
know, I'm going to win today.
You're going to win. I'm ready for you to win. One, two, three, go.
Uh-huh.
We both did paper. One, two, three, go.
Brad.
Looks like Jessica's going down to the rusty old mailbox. Here we go.
My life.
I hope you had a tetanus shot.
That's me. Putting my hand in the rusty mailbox.
Oh, my God. That was my second grade teacher that we put in there because she was a meanie. Okay. All right. Here we go. So we've got these copies that are sitting here. Let's hear. Okay. You can pick anyone you want. Just pick away. Pick.
Okay. This one is from Wanda Kemp from Bonnie Lake, Washington.
You're not supposed to read her full name.
Oh, I said her whole name.
Her
it's from
town.
Wanda from someplace out in...
This woman's
oh my gosh!
Be
I'm telling you,
to come to her house tonight. I'm sure she will be sleeping.
Wanda, I'm sorry.
We will.
I don't have to read her email. Nobody knows. What she
you know
said.
What? Heck with that one. Okay. Now read another one.
Okay.
Don't even.
This
give
isn't
me.
From Joe.
Okay.
Time for me to go home.
I think it is.
Okay, this says, Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, you mentioned you were going to do a show about what to expect on December 21st, 2012. I've been waiting for this because it really interests me, and I was wondering if you still plan on doing that. Love, Joe.
Okay, Joe, from that place I won't mention. Okay, the truth
not
is...
Not from Bonnie Lake, Washington.
That's for sure. we're in so much trouble. I'm going to tell you that the reason why we haven't done that show yet is because it was so far in advance of December 21st, 2012, that I thought that we would put it off just a little bit longer.
Till December 21st and see what happens?
Well, until a couple of months before when people really, maybe 4 or 5 months before, until people really, because we've got a fantastic expert who gives talks on it. He's out in Casadega. Mm-hmm. He teaches. And he's done two-hour talks on it at the library and other places over at the at Stetson, and so he's very knowledgeable. But you wanna use your experts wisely. So I don't really want to put him on until we know that.
No, it
you
makes
know,
more sense.
Sure.
To wait.
As we get closer, because I think the closer we get to it, the more interest there's going to be.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
In answer to your question. Joe, I'm doing the parentheses with my fingers, by the way. Joe.
Those are air quotes.
Air quotes, thank you. Parentheses, air quotes. And so we will be doing that show. So just give us a little bit of time, and as we get closer to it, we'll announce it a couple of weeks before, and I'll make sure that you get an email personally from Jessica telling you when it's going to start.
Dear Joe.
Dear Joe, who lives in...
I don't know, somewhere.
I'm glad you didn't give his phone number. Okay, I'm going to read this one. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, you girls are so funny. Okay, what people don't know is that during that last song, they delivered us chocolate chip cookies here
to
the studio.
Oh, and now I am
and
much more
now we're
awake.
On a sugar high, as you can tell, and we're acting silly. Okay, you girls are so funny. I love listening to the show each week, and I would love for you to do a show out of Casadega some Saturday. We mentioned that
yes.
Last week. I've gone there many times, and I think it would be perfect Plus, I would get the chance to meet both of you. I will be the big brunette that looks like a truck driver but talks like a Southern belle. Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Okay, and this is Sarah Jane from DeLand, Florida. I didn't give her last name.
Oh, sure. You said her name.
No, Sarah Jane is her first name.
Maybe her last name's Jane.
Well, then she, too, will have a stalker. you know what, Sarah Jane? It's a really good idea, and we did mention it last week, and we're actually talking about doing that. And we think it'd be fun to go out there on a Saturday, maybe preempt a Wednesday night show and go out there on a Saturday and do a two-hour show.
That would be fun.
I think it would be fun. And
maybe we can interview some of the psychics there.
I think we absolutely could, and I think it'd be a blast to do. And as a matter of fact, why don't we've got something we've already got plans for on Saturday that we can't talk about right now.
Well, it'd be closer to Halloween would be a good time, don't you think?
Yeah, but we have to go down and meet with the owner of the hotel down there and talk to her and see if she's up for it. She's going to say yes, because who wouldn't want us sitting
in their hotel,
you know, blabbing away, eating chocolate chip cookies. You think they have chocolate chip cookies?
No, it's a seafood place now.
Oh, see, are you going to be able to stand that?
Not really.
Maybe they'll give me crab legs. Yeah, we'll work for crab legs. Okay. We're on our sugar high. We're back. Yay. All right. Now, I want everyone to know that during the show sometimes we get a lot of questions in the chat room, and I try to answer them. But, you know, if I'm in the middle of a reading for somebody, I can't take my focus off one reading and then read what's going on in the chat room. And the chat room scrolls very fast, and it doesn't give us the opportunity to scroll back. I've said this many times, so it can be a bit of a problem. So I just want everyone to know that we're doing the best we can with this, okay? All right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take a call right now, and it's from area code, the first three digits are 229. Hi, you're live on the air with Dr. Jenny and Jessica.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. Hi, Jessica. This is Jay from the chat room.
Oh, my gosh, Jay, you weren't even screened, and I didn't know it was you. There was a bunch of them that hadn't gotten screened yet, so what luck was this?
Wow.
Babbo babbo. How are you doing?
Interestingly, I'm doing good.
Don't say interestingly. You mentioned something in the chat room just a wee bit ago, and I don't know if you want me to mention that.
Well, it's fine. Unfortunately, I did something foolish, and I lost my Corvette to a thief. And so,
heartbreaking.
And because of how it transpired, I am not covered by the insurance.
Oh, no.
So it's
okay.
But
you
want to
know something funny?
Hmm.
It's not a bad thing, and I'm going to tell you why.
Because somebody's going to magically pay my credit card?
No, that's not why. Not because of that. Jay, you had a really strong attachment to that car, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes and no.
Well, you were ready to sell it. Was it, somehow I'm sensing it was in the process of selling it that this happened?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The sale did go through. I just didn't get the money.
Oh, no. So you were scammed?
Right.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. All right.
The guy is a criminal, and it turned out to be that because of your advice of telling him, either get me the car, I'm going to the police, it all happened at the same time that he was under this other investigation for scamming, and it turns out to be that this week he was charged with 35 counts. And this was a small business on Main Street, you know, it's hard to believe that it happens right there on Main Street, but some people just are bad.
This is true, and you'll overcome this as you've overcome so many things in your life, and you'll move forward, and it'll be okay, because, you know, it's not about things anyway. You know that. You know that better than anyone, don't you?
Right, and I'm already over it. Life really isn't any different. I just have a little bit more debt, you know, than I anticipated.
Right.
But, you know, that's I was foolish. And
that's
have
okay.
To really,
you're going
to
sell one of your songs, and the debt will get paid off, and all will be good.
Oh, great. That works for me.
Works for me, too. How is that going for you? How is the songwriting going?
good. I just did a concert the other day that went really well, and it was very rewarding, and I'm doing some new music, which is another sign of great growth. You know, I always know, I know I'm doing well when I'm creating music, and I'm not quite ready to share my new piece with you.
Okay. But when you are, you know you've always got open ears here, and we'll be happy to put the song on the show. You know that.
I know that. I will share a song if you want one.
We love
not...
your songs, of course.
This isn't actually mine. It's just a song that I like that, for some reason, it reminds me of your show. It's
great.
I think it's called The Wedding Song.
Oh, wonderful.
But, okay, here it is. Hold on.
Okay.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirit here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. Will a man shall leave his mother, and a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to where the two shall be as one. As it was in the beginning, now until the end. A woman draws her life from man and gives it back again. And there's love. Well, then what to be the reason for becoming man and wife? Is it love that brings you here, or love that brings you life? And if loving is the answer, then who's the giving for? Do you believe in something that you've never seen before? Well, that's love. That's love. The union of your spirit here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love.
Yay! Yay! Fantastic.
Did you hear my dog? As soon as I started, my dog started going wild. And I
know.
Your
dog
lost
likes the song.
Oh.
Don't you think the dog likes the song?
No, something was out in the woods.
Oh. Well, let me ask you this question. That was a beautiful song and beautifully sung.
Absolutely,
and we thank
beautiful.
You so much. But my question is this. Wasn't that a Tony and Tennille? Was it Tony and Tennille? Was that the Captain and Tennille?
I thought it was a John Denver song.
No, I think it's... Oh, did he do it too? I don't know.
I think so.
I think it was Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, I remember Captain and Tennille did that song.
Really?
Yeah, you know, and I'm not very good when it comes to music. I mean, I think we all would agree to that. But there are certain songs that I remember growing up, and that was one of them, and it was a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song.
I remember
song.
Muskrat Love. That's about the only Captain and Tennille I remember.
Yeah, no, I remember that song. It's called The Wedding Song?
Yeah, it's called The Wedding Song is what I've always been told the name was. But, you know, last time I said, well, guess this song, and you picked out a name that was before, from probably the original owner.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I didn't want to play that game.
Fair enough.
I can't do that with a psychic.
you know, it's funny. There are sometimes I'll guess it and sometimes I won't. But I so appreciate you playing that for us, and you're welcome anytime to call in. And if you've got something to sing or play, we love it. And if you don't, that's okay, too. We just love hearing from you. And, the whole car thing, I know you're over it already, and that's good. We want you to know that when you do get out to Florida, you're gonna have to come over and visit us here, okay? Because we really
on my
like
way.
Good, that's a deal.
Yes,
fantastic.
I'm on my way there, so
fabulous. Jay, thanks so much for calling in. Okay.
Yes, you have a great night, ladies. Love you.
You too. Love you back.
Too.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye bye. He's such a sweetheart,
he is,
isn't he?
And he has a beautiful voice.
He has a beautiful voice, and Grace and him are just such a great pair, and it just makes me so happy. You know, it really makes me happy. I think that.
And maybe they'll both end up in Florida.
I believe that's a very strong possibility. I do believe that. I don't want to say anything that makes anyone nervous, but I absolutely believe that that's going to happen. Yeah.
Cool.
Jay's a great guy with a wonderful heart and a wonderful spirit and a wonderful energy, so that's pretty good. Now, we all know that every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, what's going to happen?
Wednesday night at 8 o'clock is a new show.
Yeah, every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
I thought this
time.
Was a trick question.
I know. I saw you. You got that deer in the headlights look like, I don't know how to answer this. You didn't give me a script. Every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. we're going to do a new show. It's going to be a two-hour show. We try to have topics, but one of the reasons we've let some of the topics go
is we kind of slide on the topics these days.
But because we get so many callers, and I know that there are so many people who want, you know, answers to their questions or maybe in a difficult situation, and it's not always, you know, psychic advice they're looking for. Sometimes they're just looking for someone to help validate the way they're feeling or maybe to get an objective, an opinion from somebody who maybe isn't involved in a
situation.
Well, right,
somebody outside of your situation. It
right,
definitely helps.
You know, a lot of times we'll go to our friends or our family for advice and questions and support, and then we always sit back and wonder, well, is that tainted because you care for me so much that you don't want to see me get hurt, or is this because you really think that this is the direction
right.
I should go in?
Right.
And so I know sometimes we get calls like that, and those are more than welcome, and we love those calls. So we want everyone to please keep calling. We want to shout out to LP in Pennsylvania. And she is my Dancing with the Stars buddy. She's a good friend, and she's also my Dancing with the Stars friend.
Do you dance with her?
No, but we text each other back and forth when it's on.
Oh.
And we've decided that Chaz Bono is very likable.
And you know what? I have not watched it. I wanted to see what he looks like. Does he look masculine?
Looks like my brother, your ex-husband.
Oh, don't say that. That's horrible. The way he looks now or the way he used to look?
The way he looks now.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's
no.
frightening.
No, he's big. He's kind of a big guy, but he's losing weight. He's lost like 10 pounds.
Oh, really?
Doing the show.
Does
yeah.
he look like a guy?
He looks, oh, very, yeah.
Really?
Yeehaw, yeah, he looks like a guy, yeah. I mean, I would never know that he was a girl, ever. Not from anything about him. His persona, his energy is male.
Is
I can
it?
Tell you, very male, yeah. So I get that. And Ricky Lake is doing great. And you know, I like that little David guy, you know, married to Courtney Cox. What's his name?
Oh, David Arquette?
Yeah.
Is he any good?
Puts a lot of heart into it, you know?
Meaning, no.
He puts a lot of heart into it, and I would like to see him stay. That'd be kind of cool. And in the chat room, somebody says they love Chaz, and so do I. Chaz Bono, it's been hard for him. It's very, just, I can't imagine what that's like.
Well, that's
you know?
A confusing life.
I mean, imagine feeling the way we feel about men. We love men. So imagine if we were born a man, and we wanted to be women, and we couldn't be.
Right.
You know, that would have to be
Well,
horrible.
Just feeling like you're in the wrong body.
Well, yeah, you know, and I mean, I just, it took so much courage for him to do what he did. And you know, I don't judge anyone. Everyone knows that. I don't judge people. I'm not about judging people. I'm just saying that I'm happy that he seems to be in a place where he's comfortable now.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
That's a really good thing. And if you get a chance, watch the show. But LP, hope you're doing well, and can't wait for next week's show. It'll be a lot of fun. Everybody, please tune in next week. If we get a chance to do a topic, I promise you it'll be a good one. The only reason we don't do it is because we always get so much callers that we can never get to them all. But if we get a chance and we have some time, we'll do a really good topic that'll leave your head spinning, I promise you. So listen to us next week at 8 p.m. And as always, have a very blessed week. Good night, everybody.